I am delighted to be joined in the studio by three very young people, all of them together. We've got a theatre director, we have got a Fagin, and we've got a Nancy from Theatre at the Mill. A very good morning to Bernard, to Jordan and to Corrie as well. Bernard, theatre director, good morning.
Thank you, and thank you for that lovely compliment.
Can we get you just to move a little bit closer to the microphone there, Bernard? So when I say Fagin and when I say Nancy, it's not hard to spot that we're doing Oliver.
We are indeed. It's our big summer youth production, and we're doing it with a full set, big set, lighting and eight performances.
And when you say we, is it the Theatre at the Mill Youth Production Theatre Company?
Exactly. What we do, it's every summer we do a number of courses for young people, and we always do a big musical production. And this year we're doing eight performances because it's our fifth year, so we're kind of celebrating by doing a full production of it.
And a full production it is, and as I say, the Theatre at the Mill is one of my favourite venues. And Corrie, as Nancy, this is quite a role to be taking on very young shoulders as well. How have you been finding it?
I find it very good. I like working at Theatre at the Mill a lot, and Nancy is a very hard character to portray, but it's also, as me as a young age, is also given me a chance to portray as a young age and get the experience as well.
Because Nancy is somebody that we see, she's been portrayed in various guises throughout the years, but when it, as the role was written, she probably was quite a young person who was then influenced by the older. She wasn't as young as the boys were, but she wasn't that old anyway.
She always puts on a brave face as well, so it's trying to mature me as an actress as well. So
she has that vulnerability, yet she has to be really, really tough-nosed and hard as well.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. And Fagin, you're rotten.
Yeah, I'm rotten.
Rotten to the core, Jordan.
Yeah.
What a great role to play, though. Baddies are always good to play.
Yeah, well, this is my first time playing the villain, so it's been really challenging, especially playing a 65-year-old man when I'm 15, but it's been great. It's going to be an amazing show.
And the music and the words and the whole story that goes with it is iconic as well. So no pressure then.
Well, I think, you know, the audience will come in and they'll just know every song. Mm-hmm. I think that's why it's so special.
But it's also very difficult then, and to put your own spin on something like that and make the role your own.
Well, that's interesting you say that, because there's a lot of productions you can watch on Oliver, and each actor playing Fagin, they play him differently, so I think that's why I can't put my own spin on it, and that's what I've been doing.
And there's quite a big cast, I would imagine, as well.
Mm-hmm. It's a great cast. We're all treated equally. It's great.
And Bernard, to work with the young people as well must be a delight for a theatre director as well, because they do bring so much to it. While you're directing the production, you've got to bring out the talents of each and every performer.
It's hugely important, I think, you know, to give this opportunity to young people. And the thing that's staggering, the directors who come over and do this production are from the Guildford School of Acting, which is the Conservatoire for London. And they're always overwhelmed by the standard of talent we have here in Northern Ireland. And, you know, it's been a real success story, our youth productions. We have people who have graduated from Guildford School of Acting are now working in TV, and so it's a really virtuous circle, and it's great having young people in the building. It brings life and energy to the building, and it also brings a different perspective, of course, you know. So it's great. It's an important part of our work, I think. You know?
Tell me about this relaxed performance that's going on.
Yeah, the relaxed performance. This is something that's been operated in a few theatres in Northern Ireland, and it will be our first, actually, one of a number that we're going to do. And the idea of that is that the lights are up, so if you're intimidated, I mean, it is a very strange thing to go into a theatre in a dark room with strange people. So if you find that intimidating, you can sit, the lights are left up. So if you want to go out at any time, you can do that. If you want to talk, actually, you know, you're free to do that and to respond openly to the performance. In fact, it goes back to, I mean, Brecht, his type of theatre would always celebrate the fact that you would go in and you'd eat and you'd smoke and you'd talk. And it's kind of going back to that. But it's for people who find the whole thing about going into a strange building intimidating. So there's a quiet room if people want to escape the auditorium and find it all too much. The sound levels will be reduced so that actually it's not too intimidating. It's just to make people who would find the whole thing very strange to make them feel more at home in the theatre, because it's everybody's space and it should be that.
It's because Shakespeare had the theatre, the Globe on the Round, and that sort of incorporated the audience into the productions as well. So the cast are coming on and off through the crowd and
Absolutely.
Just experiencing it.
Yeah.
So what's it going to be like for the cast, Jordan and Corey, thinking, I mean, it's going to be a bit weird, but you'll be able to see the whites of the eyes of the people looking at you.
Well, that's always a challenge as well, because it's far more easier to sing to an auditorium of 400 people, but it's complete black space that you're looking out to, and you only see maybe the first couple of rows, but it's going to be a challenge to actually see who is in the audience, especially if it's your parents or your friends and family.
And if they start talking, you think, oh, I'm not holding their attention. Oh, is this a good performance? Oh, heavens, what am I doing?
I know, it'll give us a lot of experience as performers as well to be ready for anything on stage.
Yeah. Well, listen, we wish you every success with the production. It's on from, let me see, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, right
the way through until the 1st of August. And the relaxed performance is on the 1st.
It is, it's on the matinee.
Lovely.
It is indeed.
Well, listen, we wish you every success, Bernard, Jordan and Corey. Thank you so much indeed for coming in. And tickets still available?
Tickets still available, and they can book on the phone 90340202 or on the website www.theatreatthemill.com.
And it is, if you've never been, it is, I say, one of my favourite performance spaces in Northern Ireland. We've got some great performance spaces, but it's one of my favourite.
Thank you.
Thanks very much indeed for coming in and joining us.
Thanks.